Om Shanti. This is a yoga experimentation on the whole concept of remembrance. What is this remembrance that Baba requires of us so consistently? As a first step in this experimentation, if you could take a few minutes to just reflect on this question. What are you grateful to Baba for? What are you grateful to Baba for? You can stop this recording while you do your reflection, then we'll continue. So if you've finished your reflections, I know that there would be so many different things that we're grateful to Baba for. It's an enriching conversation when you ask this question to other BKs. Some are just grateful for Baba's patience with them. Some are grateful for this knowledge. They would have looked for so long, searched for so long for the truth, and now they have it. Some would be so grateful for the family. They would have been looking so long for where they fit, to which gathering do they belong. Some would be so grateful for the changes they see in their life. So many different reasons to be grateful to God. It almost makes you wonder why we don't spend more time in that realization and that recognition. Because, of course, doing so would definitely come under the category of remembering Baba. All of these reasons for being grateful to God, of course, are wonderful and right. And yet, I've come to identify one particular aspect which I think is very unique to God, and that God's way of supporting me, God's way of helping me, is completely unique. Nobody could have offered me this particular kind of support or help or love, certainly for the last 2,500 years, if not the whole cycle. So what is it? What is one particular aspect of God's presence in my life that absolutely no human being's presence has been able to offer me? I was thinking that God is the only one who sees me as I truly am. Sometimes I wonder if we appreciate the value of this. The value that there is someone in my life who sees past all the masks, all the layers of rubbish, the things of self-defense, the things of superiority complex, inferiority complex. The one who sees the pure gold and maintains that vision on me no matter what I get myself into. I remember one time somebody asked Dadi Jenki, it was in those earlier years when the double foreigners were just arriving on the scene, and I think we must have been such a test for them. we arrived, you know, brothers with their long hair and sisters with their fashions and haircuts and all sorts of mannerisms, which were so alien to the East, let alone to dedicated senior Raj Yogis. So at one point we were in a small gathering with Dadi Janki, and someone said to Dadi, do you really have pure feelings and good wishes for us? Which is a fair enough question at that time, because if you really looked at it, and the challenge from a human perspective of having pure feelings and good wishes for the wild bunch that we were. But Dadi was just silent for a moment, and then very simply she said, you wouldn't still be here today if it weren't for the good wishes and pure feelings of the Dadis on you. It's very, very important to have someone in my life that believes in me, whose love for me is of this caliber. And it's so, so very rare. And of course, the Dadi's faith in us comes from their faith in Baba. Not that we would be doing anything in particular to create in them such faith. I remember one time speaking with Brother Karuna about this. I was asking him to share some experience of Brahma Baba. And he was saying that when they were growing up with Brahma Baba, his own personal experience was that Baba gave him so much love, so much love, so much love. And he, Brother Karuna, really enjoyed that love. He felt that he, Brother Karuna, was very special and deserved that love, and he flourished under it. But Karuna Bhai was sharing with me how, after Brahma Baba passed on, in the sharings of all the brothers and sisters, Karuna Bhai came to understand that actually Brahma Baba wasn't loving him as much as he was basically tolerating him. But that kind of love, that kind of tolerance, those very purely intended good wishes and pure feelings, or because of Brahma Baba's love and faith in God. And so it's the same for the Dadis. It's because of the way Baba's looking at me that I can really begin to love myself, see myself, believe in myself. So the little exercise for this is to look around your home, your apartment, check whatever books you have, and try to find a picture of Baba, Bap Dada, some yagya picture or some portrait of Bap Dada. I'm talking about Shiv Baba coming through Brahma. Try to find one such picture which you feel, you don't know why, but it just feels like in that picture it is really Shiv Baba using those eyes of Brahma to see you. Go and find that picture in front of which you feel you are really being seen by God. So if you really want to enjoy this exercise, you need to stop the recording now and go looking for one such portrait. If you can't find one, then just take your favorite portrait or your favorite yogya picture and just look into that face, look into those eyes, and imagine how that sweetness on the face, that love and beautiful face is so beautiful, is so loveful, is so sweet because of what he sees in you. So it's a little stretch, a little bit of an exercise for the heart, but definitely stop this audio until you locate such a picture and then bring that picture in front of you. If you found your picture and you've placed it in front of you, then we can continue the experiment. Sitting very quietly in front of this picture of Baba. Take a few moments to enjoy being seen. What does it feel like to be able to be in front of someone without any need to protect an image to hide something? To apologize, to regret, to need. Just to be in front of someone. Who sees you. In ways that you would hardly know to see yourself. In ways you would hardly know to believe of yourself. Open yourself to this experience. To be seen in all the glory, greatness, and beauty of the truth in being a direct child of God. This is not an exercise for thinking. It's not a head experiment. It's an experiment for the heart. A practice in just opening my heart to this long-time friend, eternal beloved. Devoted and dedicated mother and father. Do you remember what it feels like to be seen? And as you open to these feelings, it is certain that Baba has a message for you. What is it that your Baba would like you to know? What is it that your Baba sees? And wants you to know. Perhaps you also have something you would like to say to Baba. It's fine. Such conversations in such silence. And belonging. Om Shanti. In our journey of remembering God, I've come to feel that it's so important to use the pictures of Brahma Baba, especially because almost all the pictures we have of Brahma Baba are really Bapdada. Shiv Baba coming through the body of Brahma. Brahma Baba in deep, deep remembrance. And even though in some murlis we'll hear that we're not supposed to be keeping pictures of Baba, still we do. And I think there's a secret connected to it. I remember Sudesh Didi sharing this story that in the early days in London, Tennyson Road, Baba's picture, a translite, big translite picture was put up in the second floor, on the second floor of the apartment, which acted as a center. The sisters who were there, Sudesh Didi was one of them, were kind of concerned to put it on the first floor because they felt that if any Westerners came, the Westerners would not understand, they would think it's a guru, they'd just see a face and it wouldn't really serve the purpose. So they ultimately decided to put it up on the second floor, and there was one period in which Sudesh Didi lent her bedroom to some BK visitor passing through, and so she took Baba's room for her bedroom. She slept on the floor, and the story she relates is that the first night she went to sleep on the floor in Baba's room, where that big translite was, she woke up feeling that someone was in the room. And very shortly, she realized that there was this very strong presence of Baba. And her attention went to the translate. And the words that came into her mind, the whole feeling that she had, was this. As if Baba was saying to her, child, if I could use the physical matter of Brahma Baba's body to express myself, then I certainly can use the physical matter of his picture to continue to express myself. The idea being never be afraid to use the picture of Baba. And I have seen that using the picture in this way, connecting to Shiv Baba, my father, and then Shiv Baba, my mother, as he comes through the body of Brahma, is a very easy way to get the heart to open and to begin to awaken and activate very ancient, ancient feelings of the highest caliber, which are so very needed for our journey if we're to be able to continue with our efforts to join Baba in our purification process. So experiment with the pictures. Look around, find pictures which represent for you the different relationships. Open your heart, sitting in front of those pictures. Have beautiful conversations. Let your heart melt. Because that's really what remembrance is all about. As if seeing Baba, seeing you, and basing your relationship on something as living as that is a very powerful and suitable form of remembrance. Om Shanti.